baptism at our 10:30 service, affirmation of baptism here at our 8 o'clock service, and we pray that God would bless us as we rejoice in the way that he distributes his gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 423, Jesus, Refuge of the Weary. Following that hymn, we will follow the order in our altar book on the recognition of a baptism away from the church, and so we won't be following the liturgy in the book. We will pick up with Divine Service Setting 3 at the Salutation and Collect of the Day, page 189. Salutation and Collect of the Day, page 189. We have a worship insert. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, you are a God of mercy and compassion. You give us what we don't deserve, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, forgiveness, life, and salvation in his name. And you don't give us what we truly do deserve. Heavenly Father, bless us today during this Lenten season. Help us to remember your great love, to remember your great compassion, to remember your unending mercy, and to know that because of the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus, you remember our sins no more. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 423.
Thank you.
See, Peter's in the front row. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, from ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for our neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Lillian as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, then answer yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with His grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as His own. The Apostle Peter has declared, "Baptism now saves you." And this promise of salvation is for you and your children. In baptism, God puts His name on us with the water and the word, so that there be no doubt that we are surely His by all that Christ has won for us through His saving death and resurrection. On February 13, 2019, Lillian Jane Caldall was baptized with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, according to Christ's institution and promise. This baptism was administered by Lillian's grandfather, Reverend Paul Caldall. Did you witness the baptism of Lillian? The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for His coming, that you may meet Him with joy and enter with Him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made Lillian a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive her in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear His word, receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise You that You graciously preserve and enlarge Your family, and have granted Lillian the new birth in holy baptism, and made her a member of Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of Your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore You that as she has now become Your child, You would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to Your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life, to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lillian, peace be with you.
Amen.
Hold on, got a few things. All right, the banner up there is yours to take home as well. We have some goodies for the sponsors. I'll let you sort those out. We have baptism book, baptism certificates. Your dad needs to sign yet. Not only a remembrance of baptism day and today, but the importance of God's gift of baptism each and every day. And this baptismal shell, which is a reminder of Lillian's new identity, the three water droplets, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God's own child, I gladly say it. She is baptized into Christ. Box for the candle. Get some pictures afterwards. Okay? All right. God's blessings. We rejoice, as always, in the way that God gives his gifts to his people. We continue now on page 189, Salutation and Collect of the Day. Please stand as you're able. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
Said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, for I have seen the God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. The sun rose upon him that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, none of the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We continue now with the hymn of the day, 615, When in the Hour of Deepest Need, 615.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen once again to these words from our gospel lesson for today. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Have mercy on me. A version of the Kyrie, which we sing all so often here in God's house. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Why is it then that we need a merciful Lord? Why is it that we need a Lord who has promised to hear our pleas to Him? It is because we are unworthy of the things for which we ask our holy God. Consider what we do nearly every time we gather together here for divine service. We begin the service with confession and absolution. We confess our sins to God, and then we hear the great words of the gospel come out of the pastor's mouth saying, "You are forgiven." Why? What have you done to deserve that? Sometimes when we read through those words or recite them from memory, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities," the words burst out of our mouth, but we don't ponder them in our hearts. We're not truly sorry for them as we ought to be, and yet God says, "You are forgiven." Because it is not based on what you do, but what Christ has done for you, how He lived a perfect life in your stead and gave up His life for you so that you might indeed have the forgiveness of your sins. So today, let us meditate on the gospel lesson ahead of us. Let us see how our Lord is merciful to this Canaanite woman who comes before our Lord as nothing but a beggar, just as our Lord is merciful to us who come before Him as a beggar. Jesus had made it His custom that when He would be out around doing what Jesus does, teaching and miracles, after He was done with that, He would often retire somewhere desolate so that He had an opportunity to rest and pray to His Father who is in heaven. And today is no different. Jesus withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. However, every time Jesus seems to try to find a desolate place to pray, people find Him. And so Jesus continues to show His mercy to them by healing their sick and by teaching them about the kingdom of God. And that is exactly what happens today in our reading. As soon as Jesus gets there, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." A Canaanite woman. Someone who had probably spent her entire life bowing down to false gods made out of gold or wood or some sort of precious stone, somehow had heard about Jesus. And because she had heard about Jesus, she had faith that Jesus could do what she wanted done and heal her daughter that was severely oppressed by a demon. Now this woman knew her place before her Lord. She didn't come to Jesus and demand that He do this work for her, or else Jesus would have to pay His wrath. She didn't bring all the money and possessions that she had in order to try to bribe Jesus. But she comes and begs Him, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Then Jesus' response is a little unnerving to us. But He, Jesus, did not answer her a word. Maybe he was acting like he didn't notice her or didn't want anything to do with her. But yet this woman was persistent, crying out after them to have mercy, so much so that now the disciples come and beg Jesus, send her away, for she is crying out after us. Jesus, get rid of this toilsome woman. We came here to rest, and she won't leave us alone. So Jesus responds, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now certainly this woman was outside of the house of Israel. The text clearly says she was a Canaanite. She was a woman from a line of people that were so evil before God that he had demanded that they be cast out of the land so that his people Israel could live in the land of Canaan and not be ensnared by the false gods that the Canaanites worshipped. She knew this. And so she falls down before him and begs, Lord, help me. Again, Jesus answers, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Now, if we read over this a little too fast, we miss it, but Jesus is equating this woman with a dog. What would you do if you were in a situation where you were in need of assistance and somebody said, no, no, I'm not going to help you because you're nothing but a dog to me? I don't know about you, but I myself would probably storm away in a fury saying, forget about you. I'll find my own way to make ends meet. But this woman doesn't do that. She knows Jesus is the only one who can help her. And so she does not deny it, but says, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She humbles herself. She confesses who she is before God. Yes, Lord, I'm nothing but a dog, a beggar before you, and yet, please, help me. Please have mercy upon me. And now Jesus answers, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. Jesus did not remain silent because he wanted nothing to do with this woman. Jesus didn't say he came only for the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel, because he wanted nothing to do with Gentiles. And Jesus didn't associate this woman with a dog to show her how much he despised her. Jesus did it to test her faith, to give her the opportunity to confess with her mouth who she is, a poor sinner, a beggar, in need of God's mercy, in need of God to hear and answer her prayer. And Jesus does just that. All too often we can be too puffed up in our own pride in order to truly confess before God who we are, poor, miserable sinners, beggars in the presence of our holy God. We like to compare ourselves with the others around us. Well, I might sin occasionally, but I'm not as bad as that man. I'm certainly not as bad as that man in New Zealand. Certainly my sins aren't that great. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if our sins were not that great, our Lord would not have had to die for them. So it is good for us, too, to consider our unworthiness and to know that because we have a merciful God, he listens to our pleas for mercy and he answers our prayer. It is interesting as we go through this text to hear this woman's response of, Lord, have mercy upon me. But really, she wasn't even concerned about herself. She was concerned for her daughter. who was severely oppressed by a demon. Her daughter, who had an extreme spiritual problem. All too often, we can neglect this spiritual problem with our own children. Just a couple of weeks ago, my son Dawson was sick with a fever. He was so fussy, so uncomfortable, that he refused to eat, sleep, or even nurse. And you better believe that the prayers of my wife and I going up to our Father in heaven were, "Lord, have mercy." And he did. Now Dawson is well and back to his happy self, but we were only praying for his bodily needs. We are flesh and blood people. And because of that, we are all too often concerned only with our flesh. Are we well? Have we drank enough water today? Do we have enough good food to eat? All these things your Heavenly Father knows that you need and has promised to provide for them. That is why He lays out His Word before us to show us that He does indeed provide for our bodies. But He continually reminds us that that is not our main problem. Our problem is one, not of the body, but of the soul, being sick with sin and dying because of it. When our children are first born, you might spend the first few days or few weeks with sleepless nights as you watch them laying there in their bassinet or their crib, making sure that their chest is moving up and down. But even though they have breath filling their lungs, they are lying there spiritually dead. We neglect God's good gift of baptism. What we heard about today at the beginning of service. We neglect this great gift where God promises to wash away our sin, to give us His Holy Spirit to dwell within us and create saving faith, which trusts that our sins are forgiven because our God has paid the price for it. But sometimes we want to push it off, maybe weeks or months or even years, saying, "It's such a great occasion. Certainly all my family should be able to be present for it." You are indeed faithful to your children. You give them good food to eat, warm clothes to wear. You provide them with the best medical attention, with the best schooling you can afford in order to ensure a good life here in this world. This is good and God-pleasing. But it is not your only concern. Your child's main problem is not with their bodily well-being, but their spiritual well-being. So bring them here to God's house. Present them to the Lord so that He might wash away their sins. And then when you have done that, don't starve that faith by keeping them away from where God has promised to be, where His Word is rightly taught and His sacraments administered. But bring them to church as often as you can. Teach them the faith in private devotions in your homes. Remind them and yourselves each and every day that you are a baptized believer. You are no longer worthless dogs, but God's very own children, purchased and won by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we have a Lord who is merciful to us, who does hear our pleas for mercy. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who did not come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but for you and for me as well. To be your good shepherd, to be led like a lamb for slaughter, to be nailed hand and foot to Calvary's cross, to die the death you deserve, and rise again victoriously on that first Easter Sunday to pronounce to you, your sins are forgiven. And because your sins are forgiven and God has brought you into his house and called you his child in the waters of holy baptism, now we can pray to God and beg his mercy using the prayer that Jesus has taught us, the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus reminds us again what our true problem is. 7 petitions in that prayer Jesus has given us. 6 of them are pleas for God's mercy for spiritual blessings. And only 1, give us this day our daily bread, is for our body here in this earth. We were spiritually dead, and now we are alive because God has purchased and won us through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. So now, come. As the baptized children of God, come to God's table. Receive into your mouth the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for you to nourish your bodies, and more importantly, to nourish your souls by forgiving your sins and giving you the blessed assurance of life, not only here in this world, but in the world to come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue now with the offertory. Please stand.
Jesus. At this time, we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or throughout the world on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who shows grace and mercy to poor, miserable sinners like us would be yours today and always. We worship God with our gifts and offerings now, and during the gathering of the offering, the choir will be singing an ancient hymn. Today, you may know, is St. Patrick Day. St. Patrick, a champion of the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. That's why his symbol is the shamrock. And so, God binds ourselves to him today and always.
Thank you. This time we continue with the prayer of the church. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, Lord, have mercy. For the faithful proclamation of Christ's saving name, that God's people may be strengthened in the true faith and his kingdom extended, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church throughout the world and for all who confess the name of Christ, that God would guard and defend us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, its mission, and its people, for the ability to meet the needs that arise as we do the work God has given us to do, and for the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the educational institutions of our church body, for our preschools, day schools, and high schools, our colleges and universities, and for our seminaries, especially Good Shepherd Lutheran School, that those who teach and those who learn in them would be transformed by the wisdom of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who partake this day of Christ's holy body and blood, that in their eating and drinking they may receive the benefits of forgiveness of sins, the renewal of life, and have a foretaste of the feast to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have wandered from the faith, that the Holy Spirit would use us to call them home to the Father, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the government and all who have been set into positions of leadership, that they may use the authority entrusted to them honorably and for the good of the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer from hunger, homelessness, poverty, or unemployment, that God's great mercy and love would preserve and relieve them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the faithful, that the Spirit would lead them to cheerful, generous giving from the bounty the Lord provides to support the church and to help their neighbor in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick, especially those in our own midst, including Laverne, Victor, Lois, Pastor Russert, Brian, Pam, Ken, Harlan, Susie, the people of Venezuela, Cole, Scott, Sharon, Joe, Carol, Ray, Sheldon, Todd, Dan, Jane, Alan, Cindy, Celeste, Linda, Ed, Norma, Bob, and Kim, and all others whom we name in our hearts. That God would grant healing to their bodies and strength to bear their infirmities with patience and grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn the loss of loved ones, especially the family of Leola Cranky, whose sister passed away, the family of Bob Hines, who received Christian burial here yesterday, and the family of Thurlow Stauffer, who was recently taken to his eternal home, that in their times of sorrow they would not lose hope, but always rely on God's promise that he will never leave them nor forsake them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who rejoice in the rich blessings of God, especially those who have received holy baptism this morning or are yet to, we ask that you would be with Lillian, O Lord, and be with Matthew. Keep them forever in the true faith, receiving the gifts of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, knowing that he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is he that Christ loves to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the body of Christ given free. 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 Lord, bless you. Bless you in your baptismal covenant. And always, beloved, Jesus loves you. He loves you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Welcome. Given for you, the Lord bless you, keep you in your baptismal covenant today and always, Jesus loves you. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Please stand as we sing.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, hymn 422, hymn 422. Please stay standing.
Of Jesus. Kids, you can go get some goodies in the fellowship hall back here in about 5 minutes for our Sunday school opening. All right. First things first. Huh? You're all invited to join us for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We have one opportunity for adult Bible study today. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 3 in the fellowship hall. In the fellowship hall. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes, All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Please be reminded of our Lenten schedule on Wednesdays. We have two opportunities for worship on Wednesdays, 4 o'clock and 6:30. Fellowship meal at 5 in between, and this week we'll be back with our midweek and confirmation instruction again at 5:30. Today is the last day we're taking pictures, is that right, Rich? Directory, room 106 is set up for pictures. Very painless. Very painless. Victor, did you finally get your picture taken?
I did, yes.
All right. Your whole family, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, all right. Pastor and young, yeah, Barb and I did, too. Linda?
Easter lilies.
Easter lilies. I'm allergic to them. Is there a sign-up sheet out there? Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I am allergic to Easter lilies, but we will survive. So adorn the altar area and sanctuary with Easter lilies. We'll leave it up to the ladies to keep me out of the hospital. But it's a great tradition and a great blessing. Bob.
You pour the pearl out, but in addition to it, there's a little bucket where those prayer buckets and the thing inside.
Okay.
Some of the large print say on the bottom of the thing that is included in that large print. So you can take one of those, or if you want one of the devotions itself, the prayer devotion, ask the people that they brought from say where they are preaching the Lord and give you one.
Okay. If you're familiar with Portals of Prayer, usually at the end of the Portals of Prayer, there's always a section of actual prayers after the devotions. I'm guessing they just forgot to put the prayers in, and so they sent it separate, and you stuff it in now. I don't know. So for whatever reason, there's two separate pieces with the April Portals of Prayers. Help yourself. They're free. We also have a few of our Lenten devotionals that are left. They're on the back shelf there. They're kind of hidden, Brian. If you want to just, you don't have to stuff them in people's pockets when they leave, but make them a little more noticeable. That would be great. Pastor, anything else? Join us for coffee and goodies. Blessed Lent in Jesus.